Thanks for listening to this episode of 22 Grand Pod. If noughties guitar music is your thing, then you might enjoy our Patreon page, where for £3 a month you will get access to the following series. The Noughties Deep Dive, where we go through the likes of the Stalking Pete Doherty documentary in painful detail. My favourite 2000s album, where patrons and other guests come on to talk about their favourite album of the era. Legend or Landfill, in which we go through Enemy's top 10 albums of each year from 2001 and see if we think they are indeed legendary or for the landfill. Unsigned Stories, where we chat to bands that didn't quite make it in terms of signing that elusive record deal. We also have Fan Stories, where I talk to people about their memories and opinions on all things Noughties Indie. You also get early access to any main podcast episodes, and it's also worth checking out the YouTube page, where you can see extended video versions of the interviews, as well as plenty of other bits of commentary and opinion. All links are in the description. Now back to the pod. Thanks for listening to this episode of 22 Grand Pod. If you're a fan of this era of guitar music, then you might enjoy our Patreon page, where myself and my mate George will be going back and looking through at loads of stuff from back in the day, including the Noughties Deep Dive, where we take a look back at the likes of the Stalking Pete Doherty documentary and go through it in painful detail, as well as things like the Enemy Awards from back in the day and discussing what happened. We also have a Legend or Landfill series, where we'll be going through Enemy's top 10 albums of each year from 2001 onwards and see if we think they are indeed legendary or one for the landfill. Plus my favourite Noughties album, where we'll be inviting patrons to come on the podcast and talk about their favourite bands, albums or moments from back in the day. Patrons will also get early access to any main podcast episodes and interviews around a week before they go on the normal channels. So overall, you'll be getting at least one episode a week for only £3 a month. Just head to patreon.com/22grandpod or check for the link in the description. Also, you can check out the video versions of the podcast interviews and plenty more over on our YouTube channel. Or you can find the link in the description to this episode. Now then, you're right.
Hello. Sorry about that. Not technical difficulties. Every time I log on to this as well, my name's Alan. So, like, when I do like training courses, everyone calls me Alan. And it's like, it's not worth just going, my name's George, is it? It's just like, yeah, that's fine. But I have to change it every time I come on, though.
That's not in you. How's it going?
Yeah, all right, good. I've been off work for a bit.
All right.
Yeah, I just took a week off and then I'm working late tonight. Load of tennis stuff on, isn't it? US Open.
Okay, right, yeah. Thought it was like a deeper meaning to that, then I was a bit worried.
No, yeah. I realised that it was like, yeah, some sort of breakdown, mental health.
Which would have been fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I saw a bit about the US Open. People like every tournament that Raducanu don't do well, she gets hammered, doesn't she?
Yeah, I was actually just looking at that interview. I actually feel quite sorry for her. I think winning that early tournament, there was always going to be stuff like this after it. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It's hard. I mean, it's ridiculous.
Still very young, isn't she? Yeah.
Is she still like 19?
Something like that, 20 odd, yeah.
I mean, it's ridiculous.
Rory's at a new nursery. So did like today where you go with him for an hour. But for most of it, it's just me in the playground with a load of kids.
So
quite awkward.
What, to make it like all right for you, just that he's all right with the other kids and just see how he gets on? You're just there for a bit.
Yeah, so his mum was like signing all the forms and stuff.
Oh, right.
But I got left in the playground, loads of kids like asking me mad questions and that.
Oh no.
One kid just kept saying to me, "I've been to Ibiza."
That is pissed.
And I'd be like, "Oh yeah, was it good?" And he'd just say it again. I'm just like, oh,
it sounds like one of them like Liam Gallagher things, you know, where kids like ask him questions. Yeah. It's like, all right, yeah, nice one. That's pissed.
Right. Yes, I guess I should probably introduce you, shouldn't we? Like, just met some Hull, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't really know how else to put it.
Yeah. Obviously, like, got a vested interest in all this stuff, the Noughties. I suppose you're even younger than me, aren't you? But
yeah, like, I kind of, not missed it, but I was very young for it. Like, some of the areas you speak about, I was like, 14. Because obviously the first like gig I went to was that Pads gig, start of the like big tour, like Tull and back last week. And I was like 13 then, and like missed out on all the Liberty and stuff. So like when I got into it, I think it was more the second album, but obviously listened to the first album more. I remember listening to it in like year 9. That's when I got into it, which is very young, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, to be fair. Like, I wasn't far off. I think I went to Leeds Festival in 2004 when I was 16. But, like, Libertines played and, like, Pete won there and all that, so I'd kind of missed the boat on that a little bit.
Yeah, that's exactly when I got into it. It was like, well, why am I into it? It's like I missed the bus here of it, massively.
Yeah, yeah. But then saw, like, Baby Sean was around that time and stuff, which was quite good.
Yeah,
quite,
I was...
quite funny.
Yeah. I mean, to be honest, it was probably bigger then, wasn't it, with, like, the Kate Moss stuff?
Yeah, yeah. And, like, it used to be quite fun. I remember going to see him in Sheffield and, like, he just, like, threw his guitar in the crowd. And then it ended up back on stage and he looked quite surprised. He was like, all right, don't want it then.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know if I told you before when my dad was on about it the other night, actually. I used to, like, print... I've already told this before. Print like stuff off my computer, Dockety pictures, you know, like real shit, like versions of them, and just put them on my wall. And he was like messing about with some sort of like paraphernalia, tinfoil and stuff. And my mum and dad went absolutely mental. And I was like, I genuinely didn't know what it was. I was like, I don't know what you're annoyed about.
Yeah, yeah. I remember my dad having a chat with me about him a few times, like called them nasty drugs that he was doing.
Did he like him, your dad?
No,
he like
hated
him. Really?
Well, he just hated the idea of it. I remember when we were in Linnet and Lark once, and I think Josh walked past, and he goes, here he is, Pete Docherty you want to be. With one of the massive hats on. But
I mean, it could have been anyone that, though, couldn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
My dad was into it, to be fair.
Ah, fair.
But my dad was kind of into, like, I don't know, kind of anything that I was into. It was into like Eminem and stuff as well, which is mad.
Yeah, fair. My dad didn't mind the Strokes, to be fair. I think he thought they were all right, but.
Yeah, it's exactly probably more sellable, isn't it? I know, yeah. It's not really offensive, is it?
Yeah, yeah. So let's have a look at what we'll be doing then. So like the noughties deep dive. I was going to call it the indie deep dive, but it sounds a bit. So, Noughties deep dive, taking a look back at like some of the documentaries, stalking Pete Docherty, like difference from watching that back in the day to watching that now is quite funny.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, I remember.
I've not watched it yet purposely, so it's like fresh in the memory when I watch it.
Okay, did you watch it? Back
yeah,
in the day. Yeah,
I think I've watched it about 3 times before. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there was so, other ones as well, weren't they? Was it like 24 Hours with Pete Docherty?
That was
the one, wasn't it?
Who the fuck is Pete Docherty? Yeah, that's another one that's quite...
Yeah, they kind of get merged into one.
Some funny stuff in that.
Yeah, there was one where like someone was just knocking around with him, making sure he went to this like gig for like a real bad like clothes company. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah, that's the one. I think 24 Hours, that one.
Yeah.
And then there's another one, like an arena one.
Oh, yeah, that one was really bad. The real cringe. The guy's, right, Peter, what we need you to do? And he's like, yeah, yeah, yeah. And he's like, speaking to him real annoying, real cringe.
Yeah. There's some quite depressing bits in that as well.
Yeah, there is some love.
So when things started to get a bit grim by the looks of it, yeah.
Yeah, it is. And where, like, the flats, like the Albion, like, rooms, like, oh, it's pretty cool, this. And then it started to look just a bit, like, sad with, like, blood on the wall.
Yeah, he's drinking his mud shakes.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, like, going to invite people on to talk about the favourite album of that time.
Yeah.
So, see if get some people on. And then, yeah, the Legend or Landfill kind of thing. We just started, didn't we, trying to go through the whole of the 50 albums of every year, but it's a bit monotonous, yeah. I think.
Yeah,
so I was going to do the top 10 of every year.
Yeah, it was optimistic. I think it was going to do 50 albums of each year. And some of them, I mean, most of them I had off. Yeah, I think top 10's a good call.
Yeah, I mean,
starting from the same, yeah.
Yeah, I think 2001. Like, we might end up just liking them all, but still be relatively interesting.
I still think in the top 10, there could be some albums we listen to now and just think, yeah, this is throwaway easily.
Yeah, yeah. So that'll be quite good. And then, yeah, just see how it goes. Probably do one episode a week of it. Well, one episode a week, and it'd be one of those kind of topics. And then I'm sure we'll think of more stuff as we go, but yeah, be all right.
So start off with documentaries.
Yeah. Yeah.
I suppose it don't matter, really, but.
Yeah, well, I reckon that's fine. Yeah. Just watch. If you watch the Doherty thing and then
yeah,
just make notes and then just go through it bit by bit.
Yeah.
I'd love to get some of the characters, try and get one of the characters on from it though, like the students that knock around with Max Carlish.
Yeah.
Hilarious.
I mean, how do you hunt them down there?
Yeah, it's impossible. Well, they do give the full names on it, but.
Oh, do they? It's a Twitter search, that, isn't it?
There's one guy called Cluett, which I'd love to talk to him. So Carlish is like, this is when Cluett reared his head again. But anyway, we'll get into that.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get into that next week.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to watching that. Yeah, and there was the Cribs ones I was talking about. They're very good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm struggling to think of others. There isn't actually that many documentaries of this Sam, is there?
No, there needs to be a comprehensive one would be good. But
yeah, as far as there isn't, to be honest, when you think of the '90s, obviously it was like bigger maybe, but I mean, there's about 7 on Oasis.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you watch that Nebworth one?
Yeah, yeah, enjoyed it.
Did you? I just
thought went to cinema to see it.
Did you? It was like Crime Watch. Like they were redoing all the things, like answering the phone. It was like, yeah, we've heard all this before. Weren't even actual people, reenactments.
Reenactments?
Yeah, there was like fake people answering the phone and then running to the mum going, oh, we found.
Yeah, I know what you mean now, yeah. I just enjoyed the actual footage from the day where I'd like interviewing people and stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, some of it was
all right. But yeah, I mean, we don't have to go on today. Like, we can just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Just like a 10-minute intro. And then, yeah, so yeah, I've got an interview with a bloke. I don't know if you remember a band called Cazales.
No, I don't think I do.
The album's actually quite good. But yeah, that was quite a good episode. So I've got that to post. And then, so I can launch patrons and say they're going to get early access to that. And then post this chat. And then just next week, just do an episode the next week.
Yeah. And half then an hour just job. Say it's weekly.
Yeah. It's do you think that's up. All right? Like £3 for 4 episodes a month? It's all right, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think you can do too much.
Bonus stuff. Yeah, you can do too much.
It's like the one I listen to, Top Flight Time Machine. I think they do like 3 episodes a week. So I was like, I couldn't keep on top of that, I don't think.
There's a lot on there, isn't
there? And like even Chatterbox, like it's sometimes hard to keep on top of it, isn't it?
Yeah, massively. And I also think, you know, when they talk about the charts and stuff, surely the fact that they do one a week, I don't know, does that affect it?
Yeah,
I don't know. No one else does one a week, one a day. Ridiculous.
Yeah, it probably does affect it.
And then some days they're just real low, and it's like, just don't do it that day.
Yeah, yeah. The one yesterday was mad.
What, just going through names?
Alphabet, literally.
And they're going, yeah, yeah, no. And they're just laughing at the names. Some of the names I was laughing at, though.
Yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Like old school, Nate, when someone talks about someone from school that you don't know.
Duh, it's piss.
Yeah, the name's always hilarious for some reason.
But you can kind of picture them, can't you?
Yeah.
It has to be the full name.
All right, mate. Well, yeah, let's try and aim to do that then.
So, shall we do? Well, it don't matter, does it? Yeah,
we'll start. Whenever, we can do Doherty there. Yeah,
yeah.
Which perhaps we should probably do Doherty first because I don't know when that website's going to get taken down or something.
All right. Yeah, yeah.
Although I have
you sent me it ages ago.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. There's a link to it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's just finding all the others, isn't it? All the first ones on YouTube.
Who the fuck is Pete Doc? Yeah, I mean, it depends on how many docket ones we want to do, isn't it?
But yeah, might get a bit docket heavy.
So, we'll just alternate. Dig, I'll be up for doing dig there, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking of even, like, watching back. Might be a bit weird. But when on Celebrity Big Brother, when they're having that mad argument and Preston's, like, having a go at things.
I'd love to watch that whole series again, to be honest.
It was the best thing ever.
I wonder if you can
just remember Maggot's face from Gordon Looking Chain, like real sad looking down and not wanting to get involved.
Yeah, it's something that I forgot about. Like, he reckons he started on Dennis Rodman or something.
Yeah, I vaguely remember that when he said it.
Yeah.
When he said, paw, me another drink, it was the most mad bit of TV I've ever read. Because he tried to say, like, paw me, and then he was like, paw me another drink. And it's like, what are you talking about? To an alcoholic.
Excellent. All right, mate. Well,
right.
Yeah, I'll get that sorted and then...
I mean, I don't know how good it'll be, but...
What, today?
Yeah.
Oh, man, I'm not going down the David.
I mean, it's,
yeah. I'm doing none of that self-reflection.
It's all I know, though.
Yeah, but look, I was thinking about this for you. You must
just
be, like,
finishing thinking, everything. Is that
like at least people have to pay to listen to this. Like, not.
Well, that's even worse. You can't even say it's three and you can turn off.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
No, I'll try and work on it, though.
No one rubbish is going to listen, basically.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah, I'll work
on it. Well, I can't imagine. Reflection. Yeah, it's fine. If it's, I mean, if we're into it, that's all that matters. I mean, you can say that, but
yeah, it's just to pass the time, isn't it? And if anyone listens to it, it's a bonus.
Yeah, exactly. All right, mate.
I mean, I don't actually think that. I'm just saying it. Yeah. All right. Speak soon a bit.
All right.
All right.